attorney, yours appears, are they different? Jim, you've already got, you know, something here that you started, and I'm sorry, I forget, where did you say you started this from? What was the template that you?
It's a compilation of things I've picked up along the way, and it's.
So this is not one particular airport's baseline, this is your starting document?
Yeah.
I guess my point was, getting into a question, can we gain any efficiencies by doing some work offline and just becoming prepared with our comments going down to, because we may not have a comment on every section, but.
And maybe you want to hold off on this decision until we get into the minimum standards a little bit, because I think there's some confusion on what's going to be involved with writing those and what they actually are.
This document isn't written, it's not, right?
No.
Yeah, just more of a template.
Mm-hmm.
So our task is written.
I think I'd recommend tabling this item until the end and, you know, see if you think, you know, that based on our discussion of minimum standards tonight, whether we need to meet every month or every quarter or appoint a committee or however you want to do it.
Because we do not, the airport does not have minimum standards right now, is that correct?
No.
Well, we had minimum standards, but they were revoked.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, because they were worthless. We had a document, but it's.
I take that to mean that there's some urgency then to get through these.
Well, I mean, right now, the county has no policy on, you know, if somebody wants to start a business out here. Yeah, I mean.
You got somebody in mind? We'll take them.
Well, we'll talk about that, but that's, you're getting ahead of it here, but I'd recommend holding off on your meeting schedule until the end of the meeting, and we'll save a little time to do that.
Do you have a basic outline of the bullet point headings that needs to come under the minimum standards? And then maybe we could take them one at a time, you know, and have Jeff send basically reading assignments with backup documents, you know, like Jeff and I have been doing, just going around and pulling down other documents at other, you know, airports that have already published and put out. We can continue that, send those out for reading pleasure, and then pretty much require everybody, almost a homework assignment, to bring their comments together and then try to congeal that into one thought that seems to be a good idea for this airport.
I do, yeah. I don't want to get into the minimum standards discussion right now, but yeah, that's kind of the way I'd planned on going through it with the committee is, you know, for an FBO, these are the things that you need to consider. Here's how other airports have handled it. You know, how do you want to do it here? And I'd hope that there's going to be enough discussion, you know, with everybody's different points of view, that we come up with what's right for this airport.
Well, then why don't we make that, take item 8 on the agenda and move it down below item 10 to make item 11 item 12 for the sake of tonight's meeting.
I agree with that. It
seems to make sense.
I moved it down to the bottom, very bottom. If we want to do it before next meeting date, that's fine too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to discuss scheduling for
you. I just did my own now. All right, well, that number 8 is in deferment, and number 9 is airport update. And Jim, I guess that's
you. I guess that's me. Okay. First item is runway extension. You know, we are still on track for a 500-foot extension of the runway. We're in the middle of the environmental assessment right now. That'll be complete hopefully with a finding of no significant impact from the FAA by the 1st of August. At the same time, we're starting to go through the negotiating process for a design contract. That'll also be complete by the 1st of August in time for us to submit our grant paperwork for the design for the 500-foot extension. The FAA has some FY11 money set aside for us, you know, and we have to have that grant, you know, the